Nedarim Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, 3, 4, and now we've ended those four categories of Nedarim, which one may say, but they're still not binding. And instead now we talk about a new topic where you have, again, someone making a neder. The neder seems to any, like, you know, robotic listener, be a bona fide neder that should be binding, and yet we're going to say he's not bound, but for a different reason. So the case is, in our Mishnah, a person is making a neder, but he's lying. He's only making it because, like in the scenario here, there's some robber, you know, let's say putting a gun to his head, and he wants to protect his stuff, protect himself from financial loss. And the truth is, the halacha would be he could also protect his friend's money, protect his friend from financial loss. So he's lying. And how is he lying? He's saying, in the case of our Mishnah, the thief wants to steal, like, a bottle of wine. And the guy who owns the wine doesn't want to lose his wine, so he says a lie. He says, you know, if you take that wine, you'll be in big trouble because it belongs to the king, and he'll just come, his henchman will get you, so it's not worth your while. I'm just watching it or something like that. Or he says, listen, that bottle of wine anyways is truma. You can't drink that wine. If you do, you know, the misa b'day shemaim, you're going to die a premature death, so it's not worth your while, so forget it. Don't take the wine. And the thief, the would-be thief, doubts him. So to reinforce what he says, he takes a neder. He says, listen, if I'm lying to you and that's not truma, then my wife's forbidden for me, or my house is forbidden to me, or something like that, as if there were korbanos. So that being the case, that is how he adds weight to his claim to the would-be thief, but his declaration, the neder, is actually not true. So the Mishnah is going to say that a person may do this in this scenario, and if he does, he's not bound by the neder. Now, the truth is, when you say neder, the fact that you don't mean it, you know, usually devarim shebelev enam devarim. It doesn't matter. So the Gemara says, what has to happen is something like follows. That he has to say a neder. He says, you know, my wife's forbidden to me if that's not truma. And then he has to think in his heart, oh, she's only forbidden to me for an hour. And since what he says is his wife's forbidden to me, my wife's forbidden to me, you know, forever, but he's thinking only an hour, so then he hasn't got piv velivo shavin, his head and his mouth are not in the same place, and he doesn't mean what he's saying, and therefore the neder won't be chal. But he has to do something in his head, says the Gemara, that sort of invalidates the neder. At all events, that being the case, the Mishnah says, Nodrin, a person may make such a neder to reinforce what he's saying, Laharagin, to would-be, you know, robbers that might, you know, pirates that would kill him, maybe. Laharamin, or to robbers who wouldn't kill him. Velamochsin, or even to just, I'll call it illegal tax collectors. And the bartender speaks out, and as is many other mafarshim, this isn't some sort of blank check to not pay your taxes, God forbid. Here's a sugi of din da muchasadina, that indeed if there is legitimate authority that says we're paying taxes and the taxes are administered in a fair way as opposed to some sort of capricious way, so then a person has to pay taxes. But the scenario here is that this tax collector is, let's say, he disappointed himself. He says he's like the mafia. He says, you know, you better pay or else, better pay for protection or else something bad might happen to you, you know? So he's going to take this bottle of wine unless you know, whatever. So that being the case, this quote-unquote tax collector, who's just really an organized thief, an organized crime arranger, so a person's allowed to make a neder, as I described before, to lie to them and say something like, shehi truma, afopi she'ena truma. The person could take the neder saying that the bottle of wine is truma when it isn't. Or shehen shel beis ha-melech, afopi she'enan shel beis ha-melech. Or he could say that the bottle of wine belongs to the king, the governor, the authority, whoever it is, even though it's not true and it doesn't. Okay, again, like I described before. Now, we have a series of machloks in between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding exactly the parameters of this din. The first is Beis Shammai Omrim Bekol Nodrin. He says, yeah, you can make a neder to these kind of people, but chutz mishvua, you can't take a shvua. A shvua could really be constructed the same way as a neder, meaning instead of saying, my car is forbidden to me like a korban, you say, that'll be a neder. You could say, I swear I'm never driving my car again. Okay, so then that'll be a shvua. Even that, says Beis Shammai, you cannot do, because shvuos are more severe than nedarim. The pasuk, actually, when it talks about a shvua, says, ki lo yinaka Hashem es asher yisa es shmo l'shav. Hashem says, I will not forgive the person who takes my name in vain. So you see from that already that shvuos are especially severe. And therefore, says Beis Shammai, shvuos are unacceptable, even for such a sinner like this, in contrast to a neder. But ubeis hil omrin af b'shvua. Beis hil say, no, even a person could make a shvua to reinforce what he's saying, and that's okay, because just as a neder, it's clear from context, he doesn't mean it, so too the shvua. Now, there's a machlokas in the Mefarshim, what kind of shvua we're talking about. Many Mefarshim learn that we're not swearing about the truth of the matter. In other words, we're not giving you the right to swear and say, I swear that belongs to the king, when it's not true, because that would be the very thing the Torah says not to do, and that's bad news. It's totally contravening the basic spirit of the mitzvah d'oraisa. So shvua sheker, disallowed. That would be tos yom tov, etc., the ritva, and so on. But there are other mefarshim who say, even that you could do. No, it's according to tos yom tov, you're only taking the shvua to forbid something, like, I won't drive the car again, but not that this belongs to the king. Other mefarshim learn that you even could take a shvua on the very false matter and say, you know, I swear that bottle of wine is truma. The thing is, how could you do that? So, Tver Yisrael, they say you just have to have in mind something which makes the sentence true, even though it's misleading. Like, truma means something elevated, so you're thinking, oh yeah, that's the bottle of wine that I carry elevated on my shoulder. So it's truma, technically speaking, but not, of course, misleading to the would-be robber. Okay, fine. Halach, of course, like base pilel, but if one can lie and take a shvu directly about it, that's a machlokas. Now, the second machlokas seen beis sham beis hil is beis shamay omrim lo yiftach lo beneder. Beis shamay hold you can't volunteer to make the neder. You can't initiate this neder. You know, if the would-be thief says, you know, take a neder that your wife's forbidden to you, if that's not really truma, you could agree to make the neder. But to volunteer it, says beis shamay not, because if you volunteer it, you're not considered an onus. You're not being forced into it. Beis Hillel omrim af yiftach lo. Beis Hillel say, listen, we get what's happening here. The whole point is this is called ones, and you could even volunteer to make that nether. Beis Shammai omrim b'meshehu madiro. Beis Shammai say, even when the guy is telling you you have to take a nether, and they say, you know, repeat after me, I swear that is, no, I that is truma, and if I'm lying, then my wife's forbidden to me forever. So, Beis Shammai say, even then, you only can say exactly b'mesh. B'meshehu madiro, you only can include in the nether what the would-be robber insists on. As opposed to Beis Hillel, omrim, af b'meshe'enu madiro. You could even add to what he says. Remember, Beis Shammai says you have to be instructed to say it in the first place. Beis Hillel say, even if you're re-instructed, you could add to it. So Ketzad, what's an example of that? Amrulo, if the thief, the would-be thief says, emor, you should say, konam ishti nehenesli. My wife is restricted from me, under as if she were korban, getting benefit from me, I should say, as if I were korban. So, and the guy says, the victim says, "Va'omer konam ishtu uvanai." Both my wife and my children are forbidden nen and leave from getting benefit from me. So, since he added the children, even though he's only demanded to make a vow that implicated his wife, beis shamia omrim ishtu muteris. The wife remains permitted because. Wait, that's the whole point of our Mishnah. But Uvanav, but his children, who he volunteered to include in the neder, Asurin, they're restricted. Because, says Beis Shammai, no one said you to mention the children, and you did, so you volunteered that, so they're not included in this dispensation of our Mishnah. Ubeis Hillel omrim elu ve'elu mutarin. Beis Hillel say no. In context, it's clear the whole thing is one big sham, in the same way you can say it about your wife and not be bound by it, so too you can make it about your children and not be bound by it.